Blog Talk Radio.
Guys are doing well wherever you are, and I hope you guys are staying cool because it is hot outside. I'm coming live to you again from the DC Baltimore area. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Sit back and relax. Let's listen to some good music and some stimulating conversation. All right. Right now, I just want you to breathe with Christmas Tate.
Listen. You don't have to touch me. You don't have to hold me. You don't have to say a word. I'll tell you what. I'll be satisfied if you just breathe on me.
I admit it. Every time I think about your love, gotta get it. Overtake me, just can't get enough. I want you. Every bit of my body, mind, and soul.
Thank you.
You guys are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And I have coming on the show tonight a young man by the name of Robert Brown, author of Poetic Expressions. Hold on as I bring him on live. Hello, Robert. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm
welcome
on.
Welcome to the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show, man.
Listen, I'm glad to have you on here. Now, I'm excited about your book entitled Poetic Expressions. Can you just tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Myself, I'm a born and raised Washingtonian. I'm from the city. Born in Southeast D.C. I went to school at Stanton Elementary, went to Martha H. Winston Middle School, and I went to Eastern High School, graduated with the class of 1989.
Oh, cool. Now, I want to ask you this question. What made you actually, how did you come up with Poetic Expressions?
Initially, when I thought about the book, I wanted to be Poetic Emotions, but then I realized looking at the summation of all the poems, which is pretty much an extension of my life and who I am as a person, how I feel about things, that it involved more than just emotion. So I realized to start, let's find something that we can use to kind of express what me, the author, is trying to convey to himself first and then to the public. Because as I kept writing, some of the poems were more so on the spur of the moment where I felt the urge to write because I had witnessed something or seen something or had felt something, and it just moved me to express myself. So I realized it was a freedom of self-expression at that point. Things kind of flowed. The thoughts kind of got going through my head. And as I was thinking about what I was seeing, the thoughts were very natural. So I didn't have to really figure out what I wanted to say because it came from the heart. And as time went on, I realized that these poems may have been some things that I've written that perhaps other people may feel very similar to the author. And therefore, I've felt that this would be something that would really appeal to a larger audience, not just a certain demographic, but it will really embrace people from all walks of life, race, color, speech, language, gender, whatever. You know, it would be something that anyone could identify with.
Cool. Now, let me ask a question. Can you read a couple for us right now?
Most certainly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to actually start off with a poem that I really, it was one of my favorite when I wrote it, and I think it's something that many people can kind of identify with. It's called Destiny. This poem inspired me because before I even read it, what got me to write this one was just the summation of our life as individuals, how fleeting it can be. One moment, we can be on a real high. The next day, we can be on a dirt low. Or we can go from having a job, receiving a promotion, to being unemployed the next day. It could be even people can have their livelihoods impacted by flood, devastation, tornado. It could be loss of life, loss of a loved one. It could be a relationship failure, or it could be embarking upon a new relationship where we find true love. And it could be simply things that we may do that may bring harm upon ourselves without realizing it, or it could be somebody else's unexpected kindness toward us that may actually turn things around for us for the better. So this poem really kind of sums up what I think many people will feel because of the things that may happen in their personal life. And maybe that for their friends, their family, their loved ones, and just the uncertainty of things, how life sometimes takes unexpected twists and turns that may lead to a better end, or for some others, it could be an end that can have not so fortunate consequences. So I'm going to read the poem. Destiny. The future is nothing more than the undecided present that quickly and all of a sudden springs upon us like an unsuspecting trap. It comes always moving towards us and never away from us, reminding all humankind of lessons almost lost and yet found under the garbage of half-truth and deceit, which plummet unlearned men to their ruin. If destiny is to change this uncivilized madness and the physiological order of all blinded by their own minds, let it be by force and not human chaos, by divine inspiration and not by terrestrial interference. We believe in a hope for all who wish to be free, freed from troubles, freed by liberation, freed from guilt, freed from strife and hunger, freed from burden and oppression, freed from hatred and envy, freed from inflation and poverty, freed from sickness and death, freed from death and life. No matter where we fall, our destiny is certain to meet us. There's something here. It's a commentary I have on this poem. I think it goes very well in harmony with some of the things that I mentioned.
Yeah.
So I would like to read the commentary for this one as well, kind of see what the audience may be thinking, if they kind of feel the author on this one. So the commentary to this poem reads, we are in many ways a direct product of the choices we make. As free moral agents, we are able to use our own free will. How we exercise this gift will either impact our personal present and future positively or negatively. Our present course does not by itself guarantee a bleak or bright future. Although we may be responsible for our actions as well as other things within our control, there are many pleasant and unpleasant events that take place in our lives that can indeed surprise us. When we set out on any path, we have to take into consideration the pros and cons of everything involved. What we think is a curse may actually be a blessing, and vice versa. Moreover, we are never truly alone in our trek. We are surrounded by individuals who simply show by their actions that life is not as precious to them. Untimely death has prematurely ended many a life, whether accidental or unintentional, or intentional rather. In a similar vein, plans and promises of good things can come to an abrupt end by reason of unknown or unforeseen disasters or changes in our personal life. People, for instance, can be wealthy today and broke tomorrow, healthy today and feebly sick tomorrow, can have a large friendly base now to being lonely later. Because of the sheer fact our personal fortunes or misfortunes can be reversed, we cannot afford to mistreat as lesser than us any who show themselves needy or underprivileged. We are all equal. Your and my birth makes us a priceless possession for all to know and enjoy. Moreover, we need to understand where we are and how to obtain success in all of our goals and objectives, too. This will help us avoid, to the extent of our control, any demise, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, as well as material, in our efforts to secure a bright future. So this kind of really kind of sets the stage for how many of us, as we go throughout our lives, sometimes we may not think about the fact that personally for ourselves, we may be the next person that may go through a change in our personal circumstance, whether for the better or worse. And because life is so uncertain in itself, this destiny can befall any one of us at any given time.
Yeah, you know, that's so true, Robert. That's so true. And I'm glad you put that in, you put that into words. Because it definitely makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. And that's something we have to all know, and we have to understand that we're going to all go through things. We're going to experience ups and downs. We're going to go through all those things.
Yeah, so I really think that's something that, for me personally, when I think about it, I know in my circumstance, you know, losing my brother last year, that was a big change in my life personally, because it meant now a certain sense of vulnerability accompanies the loss of a loved one that close to you. it kind of brings down on you in a very different way the uncertainty of life. And although no one can plan for anyone that they care for to die or anything else to happen to them, when it happens, it definitely makes you reflect on, you know, what we're doing right now. Are we doing all we can to make our life count in every way? So that's kind of the idea behind that poem, Destiny, making sure that whatever happens, we make a good name with God, we make a good name with our family, with our neighbors. We just try to be the best people individually that we can be within our control.
You know, with that, I want you to hold on. I'm going to play a song by Mary Mary called Dirt. And when we come back, and I want to talk with you about how you have been able to deal with, you know, since you've mentioned your brother, your brother's death, and, you know, also I've had a close cousin pass away a couple of months ago. So we're going to talk about that and how that has affected your writing, even so. Okay?
Okay.
So just hold on. You guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, and I have with me author of Poetic Expressions, Mr. Robert Brown. Here's Mary Mary.
Funny thing about a garden, beauty lives.
You guys are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And I have with me author Robert Brown, the author of Poetic Expressions. Before we went to the song Dirt by Mary Mary, Robert, you know, you shared something that was very personal. And I hope you don't mind me asking you to talk about that just for a little bit. You know, because you said something in your last poem about some of the things you had gone through and dealing with your brother's death. And I know that, you know, my cousin, who was like a brother, you know, losing, you know, with him going away suddenly, it was something that really impacted my family because he was still young. He was only 40. So my question for you is how were you able? How's that changed the way that you the way you write? How's that changed your craft? I know it's changed the way you look at life, but how has it changed you?
Well, for one, it's a sense of urgency for me personally to not hold back when I feel a certain way, to really find an outlet to express it, because I know speaking for myself and maybe many other people, maybe some who are even listening to the radio show today, that they find it hard to come to grips with some of those feelings that may be associated with losing a loved one. And so in the case of my brother, sometimes I feel I didn't do enough to support him, because you just feel like you could have did everything you could to stop what happened. Or it could be that you just feel helpless. Like, I know in my case, it was a real helpless feeling just seeing him lay on the hospital table, you know, lifeless, not moving, and he had a tube in his nostrils because they did everything they could to try to revive him and bring him back. But the image is just so vivid. Every time I think about him, it's the last way I saw him. And I try to think about, if anything happened with me, how do I want people to remember me for? How would I want God to remember me for? Someone who was successful, someone who did everything he could to try to lead a life, for the most part, that would please him, my family, the people who care most, because I understand that in the big picture, you can't really please everybody. That's impossible. But for me, I wanted to make sure that when I took a good look at how I used my time and energies, I did everything I could from the bottom of my heart and my soul and gut to just help people in whatever way I could. Not only has it helped me with respect to my writings, but even when it comes to the way I work with my clients, you know, working as a personal trainer, when I'm training them, I try to be more compassionate, understanding toward their circumstances, their limitations. That means not making such a big issue out of whether a client shows up on time every single time, or if they have to, on the spur of the moment, pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I can't make it in the day. You know, instead of charging them for the session for not being there, hey, just let it go, because I understand that it has happened with me before, and the uncertainty that life brings now more than ever, we all have to pitch in and do a little bit more to help each other by being merciful and giving a little bit more leeway than maybe usually in times past, because the uncertainty and the trickery of time is just something that can put all of us under its spell, and before we know it, we're drowning emotionally because we feel like we're always trying to please someone or do something right, and we can never get where we want to be in that area. So instead of making people or myself feel that I'm not doing enough, each day is a day for me to prove myself in an area that I can improve. So stepping back, taking a look at the blessings that I do have, the fact that I can still just walk, take a walk occasionally, see people with their families, with the children, or seeing couples holding hands walking down the street, or seeing children chatter or having a conversation together, even if they're on their phones just talking and texting people, or going to get an ice cream or something like that. The simple things, or just a nice breeze when you can see the trees just swaying from side to side. Little things like that mean a lot more to me than they ever have, because you really have to treasure the fact that, you know, I'm still here, we're still here, and we can enjoy these things. You know, good food and dancing and music and having good times with a nice drink. Those things which are used to show comfort, enjoyment in life, you treasure that more now. Even just visiting someone who may be sick in a hospital, or helping someone who's disabled or disadvantaged, those things take on deeper meaning, because many of them set a fine example and never complaining about their lot in life because of their physical limitations,
right,
or they can't do things. And they won't say, well, I can't do this today because I don't have two arms now, or I don't have a leg, or I don't have any toes. There's one young lady I remember. Her name was Killiet. That was her last name. And she would actually come to the gym, and on one foot, which was her right foot, she had no toes. But she would come to the gym faithfully and work out. It took a year before I found out what her predicament was. And when Greg, I'll tell you the truth, man, it brought tears to my eyes, because that was such a touching moment to see her say that.
Yes.
And it was like, when she said it, it was like, don't feel sorry for me, I'm fine. That was a big strengthening aid, and I went more out of my way to help her. I gave her maybe 5 or 6 one-hour training lessons. At the time, we were still Bally Total Fitness, and I told her, you don't even have to buy personal training from you. I'll work you out personally. You don't have to pay a dime out your pocket, because for you to come here with that predicament and you don't let nobody know that that was your situation, that was incredible. I think about people like her when I think about my circumstance with what I'm dealing with my brother. And the biggest thing is, he wouldn't want me to languish in pain and, you know, moping and groaning. My brother was a very strong man.
Yeah.
So he would want me to be strong and carry on.
You know, and I have to say this. I have to say that what amazes me is what my cousin went through, even what he went through, and he found that he went through a whole bunch of pain and a whole bunch of suffering, but he never complained, not at all, not in the least bit. And personally, it's made me reflect on life, and I'm just looking at life a lot differently, because, you know, one day we're not going to be here. One day we have to understand that we're going to go where we came back from, you know. And if you're a Christian, you believe it, as I do, you know, one day we will stand before Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we're going to stand before God, and we're going to have to give an account for everything we've done. And so I'm just taking things a lot seriously, just like you're saying, and being more compassionate and more merciful, because you never know when our last time seeing each other. We never know our time, but when that date, that time comes for us to leave this earth, it doesn't matter where we are leaving. If our time, we all have an individual different times that we're supposed to leave here. And when that time comes, it's going to come, it's going to happen. And it's about embracing this life, embracing what God is doing in our lives and what he desires to do, and to share that love. So I appreciate you in sharing your love in every facet. You know, so I appreciate you doing that, and definitely what you're doing in your book, Poetic Expressions. For those who are listening right now, can you tell them where they can find Poetic Expressions?
Yes, Poetic Expressions can be found on Amazon.com or BN.com for Barnes & Nobles, or you can log on to BK Orders at AuthorHouse, AuthorHouse.com, and those are the venues you can find it, or you can get it downloaded on eBooks as well.
You know what? I love eBooks. You know, first, I'm not going to lie, at first I didn't like eBooks, but I got my, what do you call this? I got my mother the Kindle Fire, but I got the Motorola Zoom, and I love eBooks. Now I can say I love eBooks. because sometimes you might not have the opportunity to actually go and get the books, the actual books. So I'm glad to hear that you are on there. You have Poetic Expressions available on e-books.
Yes.
You know, I'm definitely going to get it. I'm definitely going to support you as soon as my finances get better. I'm definitely going to do that because you are making a difference. But before we go to the next song, can you read one poem? Do you mind reading one poem?
Not at all. Not at all. This poem is something that inspires me, and I think it's a tribute to God's creation. And at the end, it's going to let everybody know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to – it's kind of like misdirectional, but when you get to the end and when I explain what it means, then I think many people will really appreciate this. It's a tribute to all the people who've made sacrifices, who have done things to help other people, who've used their free will and their talents to add to life's enjoyment. This poem is entitled Butterflies, and we know the butterflies are a pretty elusive insect. So it goes like this. Just like a heart that beats freely, so does the butterfly. With its wings that flap ever so happily over the meridian. It sails so high until you can no longer see it. Keep it in heart, though, no matter what the challenge or cost. If you do, then perhaps it will never get lost even when away. The butterfly always knows where to come back and when. How beautifully it soars over the meridian, far up and high. The thing too marvelous is it remembers you and will think about you because you are very gentle and kind towards it. It will ponder over you when you go to sleep. It will dream about you. It will be there for you, support you, dance with you, sing to you. It will come and rest upon you. What makes it come back although it never has to? How does it call you to mind? It is so free. Hemmed in by air restrictions, I think not. With so many varieties known, all of them full grown. Every size, shape, texture, and tone deserves to be in the honorable mention. You can't keep a butterfly bottle in detention. It can fly wherever it pleases. Why does it really come back when it has experienced the release? It's for you. The commentary for this is kind of misdirectional, but it's very reflective, and I did it like this by design. It says, an enchanting specimen this is. This specimen is delicate, is delectable, is selected, is exquisite, is curvy, is colorful, is filled with intrigue, is very attentive, is extremely gorgeous, is fine. Is very detailed, is soft, is intricate, is intelligent, has insight, is very independent. This specimen is free, has good direction. This specimen wants to be left alone. This specimen is very social. It can travel in a group. This specimen is bold. It's the real deal. Excites me. Has me in awe. This specimen is a true gem. I wish I could keep one in detention. This specimen is mighty. It's a hard worker. Will land on your shoulder. It's multifaceted. It's a talent. It's multicolored. It's priceless. It's a natural wonder. This specimen knows how to catch our attention. This specimen is different from one to the next. This specimen can inspire fear with its beauty. It is full of life and vitality. This specimen is so delightful. This specimen is you. If you think the author is talking about a butterfly, then good. It's the thing that's truly closest to my heart, a woman.
That's cool. That was slick. That was a good one. I'm not going to say it was slick, but it was definitely good, which goes along with my next song, Robert. And it's a song that, first of all, we're going to talk about that after the song, all right?
Okay.
And you guys are listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. And I have none other than the blessed Mr. Robert Brown, author of Poetic Expressions. We're going to be right back. This is a song dedicated to my cousin Billy, who passed away in April, and it's entitled Fly.
Fly.
I hope you guys like that. That was my song. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And that was my song, Fly, that I wrote especially for my cousin who passed away in April. And as you're saying, you know, what I do have to say is I loved how you worded that last poem called Butterfly?
Yes.
Man, I loved the way you did that. That was sweet the way you did the way you ended that.
Yes, this poem, what inspired me to write, because I think about the contribution that women just have made in human history, much less human society, and even in the family. So many things that we may take for granted because, unfortunately, when we think about women, unfortunately, today, many of them have been abused, neglected, taken advantage of, in many places of the world. Some of them still don't have certain rights that should be inalienable with them being human beings, but they're not always treated as such. And then, you know, it's just a notion that so many more of them are treated as objects for just sheer sexual pleasure. But the truth is, without them, none of us are here because all of us are products of reproduction. And so that means a woman's role in giving birth is critical. It's indispensable for the way our society is today. You know, just having people on this planet that can live and move and breathe and be born and grow into adults and then have families and repeat the process over and over again. But I think it also goes to say about how each of these attributes that I spoke about, I did it by design because for us as men in particular, and myself included, the author, sometimes we don't really think and meditate on what women bring to the table sometimes.
Yeah.
And this poem allows us to focus on each specific attribute or thing about them that really adds a new dimension to our life, the way we use our time, because, I mean, let's face it, how many of us, when we go to the mall or the grocery store or go to a movie or want to go out of town and just do something that's pleasurable, who don't mind having a beautiful woman by our side for the most part that we can talk to and have a good time with, and we can just really have a positive interchange of encouragement. It can be intellectual stimulation, conversation can be very intense, or it can be very relaxed. And the thing is, while we're spending time with our lady friend, we're learning things about ourselves through that experience in associating with that woman or that particular individual. And even when it comes to our grandmothers, our ancestors, our great-grands, our mothers, for those of us like myself who have a daughter, these are women, aunts and nieces, great-aunts, anybody that's in our family or people that we've had some type of association with. It could be somebody who may be our employer on the job, who's our boss. Just the things that they're able to do and the many hats that they have to wear on a daily basis, it's just phenomenal. So when I really wrote this poem, I just thought about how free they are, but at the same time, mentally, it's a sense that we as a whole still don't let them fly. They have the wings, they've earned them, they're butterflies, but in many respects, women are not treated as free-willed creatures that are able and intelligent enough to make their own decision in every manner of life. And sometimes as simple as giving them a chance to express themselves when there is some type of disagreement, and there was a popular expression that, oh, that person's just on their monthly cycle or whatever. And people would say things like that, and it bothered me, even when I was growing up, because I was raised by a single mom, and it was me and my two brothers. She would tell us things about women to help us to appreciate that women are individuals. First, they have their families, but they always have the right to decide for themselves and never make a woman feel what she is not, because she's a free will being, just as we as men are, with the right and the capacity to plan her future, to decide who she'll associate with, to determine what's best for her as far as our relationship may be. And as my mom used to tell me and my brothers, she says, if a woman turns you down, don't take it personal. It's just her right. It just means you're not right for her. The next one that comes along may be your Mrs. Right, and you may be the right one for her. So
Right. Give
them the opportunity to choose. And that stuck with me when I was 9 years old up until this day.
So let me ask you a question. Have you been writing since you were that young?
No, I've been writing actually for about, I've done writing in the past, but it was in my 20s, but not of this magnitude.
Well, I mean, what gave you that extra push to go ahead and do it?
What really did it this time was the fact that I came into touch with who I was as a person this time. I understood myself better. Once I expressed what I felt on paper and I went back and I read it to myself, it was like now I could really understand me as an individual better. So now if someone was to ask me, Robert, how do you feel about this and why, I can express it. I can talk freely. I can carry on a more intelligent conversation. It's going to have a better flow to it. The thoughts are going to be expressed in a way that somebody can readily grasp it. And they can identify because they can sense the sincerity in which I'm saying it, but also the plainness in which I'm speaking. That down to earth tone where I'm just basically having a conversation like we're having a cup of coffee together, or we hanging out at a bookstore or at the shopping mall and we just talk about things as people walk by. That type of thing. So I really came into touch with myself. I faced some of my personal fears up front. And this is my way of saying, now I'm not afraid to express it anymore.
Well,
this is what really drove me.
Yeah, I want to say God bless you, man. We still have about 10 more minutes, so you're not going anywhere yet.
No.
I want to play one more song before we go, and I want you to think about what you one last thing that you can give the audience and a word of advice that you would give someone who has a desire to write as far as the process and find a publisher. So we're going to talk about that in a minute after this next song, okay?
Okay.
But I want to give a shout-out to my friends. I'm TAZ. What's up? Thank you for tuning in to Hard Love Radio Show. My boy Andrew Robinson. Appreciate you, Robert. Andrew. My girl Barbara. I appreciate you, Barbara. You know, I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show. And right now I have a phenomenal Robert Brown, author of Poetic Expressions. And we're going to go to this next song. And after that, you guys, there's some more talking that we're going to do, all right? So just stay tuned. You guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, with none other than Robert Brown. That was Lift Him Up, and that was none other than the fantastic. We all know the sisters. What are their names? What are their names? You tell me what. Who, Robert, do you know who that was? Do you know who that was?
I've heard them before on the radio. I've heard their music. So I don't remember the name of the group, but the song sounds very familiar.
Yes, those are you have the Winans family, you have the Clark family, and you have I don't believe they even slip my I was just looking at it. now you know I'm a gospel person, so you know I love this family. I love this family. Lift Him Up. Oh my goodness, I can't even believe that my mind has. It has slipped my mind. We will come back to the. I don't know if you guys are listening right now. This is a travesty for a gospel artist to forget this family, because it's not like just like any other family. It's the Pace sisters, You know, so just a hallmark family in the gospel industry. But we have about 2 minutes left. I just want to just say thank you so much for tuning in. For you guys tuning in right now with the artist, with the author Robert Brown of Poetic Expressions. Now, real quickly, Robert. First of all, I want to say that I'm glad that your Poetic Expressions is available. And if you have a tablet, like my Motorola Zoom is a tablet, as one of my friends told me, make sure that you download the book, the ebook. Make sure you go online, different websites. So, can you tell them real quickly where they can buy your book first? First of all, can you do it?
Yes, they can buy the book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, which is about $11 at the store. It's an e-book for $3.99 on e-books. So those are the venues. The Off the House website, bkorders@offthehouse.com, it's about $10. So there are four ways to purchase the book.
Okay, cool. Now let me tell you real quickly, because I have about in about 45 seconds, Robert, can you give a word of encouragement for someone who's trying to break into the industry and do what you've done?
Trust your feelings with what you have on paper, because it's an extension of your heart. Do not worry about the ridicule or the negative publicity or response that you may get from some. Remember, there are millions of people, thousands of people who need those words of encouragement, and so you may be the only way to point them to some type of personal remedy in their life. And if you don't write, somebody else may never get the encouragement, they may never get the answer to their prayers, because let's face it, you can be God's means of salvation for anyone reading your words. Even if it's just one person that listens, one person can be a million, because you know how word spreads. So go with your gut, trust yourself, and rely on the support of experienced individuals who can help you in your endeavors to succeed. Stick with the people who care about you most.
Amen. And you know what? You gave some stellar advice there. So you guys, I want to say thank you for tuning in. And this is not, hopefully this will not be the last time I have Robert Brown on the show, but I just wanted to say God bless you, Robert, and God bless what you're doing with Poetic Expressions, and I cannot wait to get my own personal copy, and I'm going to bring it to you so you can sign it.
Yes. Most definitely.
I want to say God bless you, and thanks again so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, have a good night.
Thanks, you too. God bless.
Okay, bye.
And you guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And again, that was Robert Brown, author of Poetic Expressions. I'm going to leave you with Teresa Pinkney out of the D.C. area. And this is Follow Him. God bless you.
I see you on Twitter every day of the week, and I must admit you got me wondering. But I don't see you breathing, 'cause in all of your tweets, like you're hiding from him. Run to a dozen, yeah. Going to race, live your life away, put a smile on your face. If he was on Twitter, would you follow him too? But deny his request, tell me what you're gonna do. Yeah.